This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
To the Alex Jones Show, short segment here where I'm going to introduce my guest, Andrey Afanasyev from Tsargrad TV. And, you know, there's something important to be understood when it comes to the story about the quote-unquote assassinated or dead journalist that was reporting anti-Kremlin news, or whatever they want to say, insinuating he was assassinated by Putin, assassinated by the Kremlin, right? And they run that story, the fake news takes off, and more people hear that than they do the fact that it was not even true, that it was a fake death and fake news. But the important thing to understand about this is that this isn't an isolated incident, and who knows how many deaths have been faked? Who knows how many news stories have been faked? Well, we know a lot of them get faked, and we call them out here at InfoWars. So to join me and break this down, short segment here. He's going to stick around for two more segments on the other side. Andrey Afanasyev from Tsargrad TV. So now you see stories like this all the time, Andrey, where you'll say anti-Putin journalist dead, anti-Kremlin journalist winds up dead. And it always gets, you know, Putin the bad guy, Putin regime bad, Russia bad. But then you find this story and it turns out to be a fake death story. You know, I don't see media apologizing to Putin, though. I don't see people saying, oh, sorry, Putin, to make you out to be this, you know, crazy assassin, the leader of Russia. No, it's just, oh, it was just fake news, and then bury the story.
Hello, Owen. I'm glad to hear again, and I want to say hi to all of the audience. Well, you know, we're living in a world where truth is not a value anymore for a lot of people, especially in media. And all the media that used to be known for being objective, or at least trying to be objective, is now just an instrument of a fight between globalists and nationalists. And there is nothing surprising, at least for us here in Russia, that mainstream Western media try to use any possibility to hit Russia, to hit Russian people, to hit our president. Because, well, it's a war. It's an info war, and we're in it. And a lot of people now understand it and just don't believe media. And that's the point, because, you know, recently I've delivered a big speech on a conference on post-truth and fake news, and I've come to a conclusion that before trusting and believing any media, you must understand who is owning it. Because any media piece, any meme posted, any article, and any every video segment is done for a reason, not just for fun, because there are thousands of times more news in the world than are reported. And people now start thinking that only these things that are reported by media are actually happening in the world. And if something is not reported by media, then it never existed. And, you know, it's a fake feeling of reality.
And, you know, you said something that I want to get to on the other side, and that's about believing the fake news anymore, specifically when it comes to Russians. I want to address that on the other side. But it's just incredible here. I think we need to introduce a new thing that you're kind of touching on here. We know about false flags. We know about false narratives. But do we know about a false consensus? And that's what the media tries to do. They try to create a false consensus with Hollywood, with television celebrities and sports athletes, and then the mainstream fake news media. They try to create a false census. An example here in America, oh, America hates Trump. Trump racist. Trump this, Trump that. Like, there's a false consensus. Even though it's not a real consensus, most Americans don't feel that way. So now media tries to create a false consensus with all its operatives and all its different wings. We'll get into that more with Andre on the other side.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
Once again, Owen Troyer here filling in for Alex Jones, but we will be hearing from Alex Jones before the conclusion of this broadcast with footage that is sure to go viral. Alex Jones versus Bernie Sanders at L.A. International Airport. You're not going to want to miss that. We'll debut that on the Alex Jones Show before our conclusion. However, for the meantime, I am joined by Andrei Afanasyev from Sargrad.tv. In the segment before this, we were briefly getting into what we're going to discuss here with the fake journalism, fake journalist death that was reported, turned out to be fake. And I also want to get into a little bit of the Skripals with Andre as well. But first, I want to get back to something he said in the last segment. Now, I just want to know, here in America, Andre, I think it's still maybe, I mean, mainstream news is getting bad ratings. Trust levels are really low. The average American, I think, is kind of knowing now how the media deceives, mainstream media deceives. But it's not really universal. I still think there's a large swath of the population here that still doesn't understand truly what fake news is, or still falls for a lot of the television news without even thinking twice about it. But I'm just curious, in Russia, where you have, honestly, the stories that they use to attack Putin are in a way worse than what they use to attack Trump, where with Trump, it's like from every angle. With Putin, though, they always try to put these journalists' deaths on Putin's name. And then it comes out, you find out that the most recent story about this journalist, Bebchenko, was fake news and he wasn't dead. So just, I guess it's a kind of a two-part question. One, do people in Russia understand pretty much for the most part what fake news is and all the fake news that comes out? And then two, how many of these other stories about journalists that they've blamed on Putin for being deceased were fake news?
There is not a single case of a murdered journalist that is proven to be killed by state-related people, especially by people related to the president of the country. Your audience must understand that we in Russia have more freedom of speech than any Western country now has, because we have all the spectrum of media. We have state-owned media. We have a lot of liberal finance from the West media, like 5 or 6 big major channels, dozens of websites with big audience, and a lot of social media products. And we have some conservative traditionalist media like ours. We are not that numerous. Our media is major and big, but if we compare ourselves to the liberal segment, we're still a little smaller even though we appeared 5 or 6 years ago. We are independent, but still patriotic. We are not owned by the state, so we are not obliged to fulfill some kind of expectations like any state or media around the world. We can say whatever we can. So, and the second thing is that you must understand some things about Ukraine. Ukraine is a Russia that West would like to see. Ukraine is a part of former Soviet Union, Russian Empire, synthetically cut from the main body of Russia by Bolsheviks, by neo-Marxists, and they made these people think that they are not Russians but something else. Well, you know, it's something like California a bit, because, well, also it's a state that is ultra-liberal now, and a state that wants to integrate in a globalist, Atlanticist system. And all the rest things are the same. They are the same people as us. They speak the same language. They have the same faith, and so on. But Ukraine, after the collapse of the Soviet Union, is totally controlled by the West through networks, through spy agencies. There is not a single officer in the Ukrainian special service called SBU, Security Service of Ukraine, higher in rank than colonel, that is not a CIA or MI6 agent. So if you become a colonel of this secret special service of Ukraine, you're probably having double citizenship or green card at least. That's what I can say. And a journalist that always has been for 10 or 15 years already, 10 years, has been a flagrant opposition speaker. He worked for a liberal newspaper owned by Netherlands, by a group of business from Netherlands. He went to Ukraine because, you know, if you're a opposition journalist, you are welcome there because they need people who will criticize Putin and Russia for being independent and so on. And this person faced his own death. And then says, well, that's Russia, that Putin, and the Ukrainian special services saved me. Well, you know, you don't need to be Sherlock Holmes. You don't need to be a genius to understand that this is some kind of a really low-quality scheme. And moreover, it's a scheme 100% duplicated with and the same copied with the same as the Skripal case, because also Skripal was a defector. Skripal was a special service officer from Russia who went to Great Britain and sold all the secrets he knew. He sold information about our special agents in Great Britain. And after that, he stayed there. So technically, he's a cheater, and he betrayed his country, his motherland. He's not an officer anymore, if we talk about, you know, things like honor. And they, 10 years after it happened, 10 years after he got to Great Britain, because he was exchanged for several Russian special service agents that were caught in United States and Great Britain. After he came to Great Britain, he lived for 10 years there, and then suddenly he is poisoned. Every crime needs to have a motive. What is the motive for Russia to poison a defector that sold all the secrets many years ago and for 10 years has been living in Great Britain with no connection to Russia? What's the motive of doing this on the eve of presidential elections? Well, that's ridiculous. The second point, what's the motive of killing or trying to kill a journalist who does not affect us anyhow now because he works in Ukraine and all he can do is sell his articles to several opposition newspapers? What's the use of killing this person and being caught on the eve of World Football Championship in Russia? You know that it's going to happen soon, in 2 weeks. We're going to host the international competition that is very big, especially in Europe and Russia and Asia. You know, we have our own soccer. We call it football, but it's different. And it's really popular all over the world.
Yeah, of course, you're referring to the World Cup, which is going to Russia. It's one of the biggest events in the world. I mean, if not the biggest event in the world. I mean, obviously, you hope everything is good with that and that there's no, you know, strange interventions to try to, you know, stop that from going over smoothly. But I'm just curious because now I'm looking at this Skripal case, which actually has more questions than answers now. It's like everything that they were telling us originally about this has kind of ended up being not true. But let's get to that on the other side. I got 60 seconds till this break now. So let's just hold that thought till the other side, and we'll get into that. Because some people are now saying they think the entire story was made up. Others are saying that they think, and I'm kind of more on the side that maybe if there was a poisoning, that it would have been from British intelligence. But we'll get Andrei Afanasyev's take on the other side. Folks, in the meantime, in case you haven't noticed, look at how great our guests are. We get guests from Russia. We get Leo Zagami, an expert on the Italy elections and everything that's going on right there. We're going to have Matt Bracken taking over for the fourth hour. This is all possible with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Big specials going on right now. 50% off BrainForce Plus, 50% off Super Male Vitality. These are top-selling products, folks. They have big, big positive reviews. Thousands of them, and we still sell them at 50% off. So we don't have to sell these at 50% off, but we want you to give them a try, and we believe you'll become a repeat customer. And it's free shipping store-wide right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back on the other side with the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
You have been lied to.
My name is Kevin Shipp. I'm a former decorated CIA officer. Finally, someone has come out and written what I think is the best expose on the shadow government ever. We're in a constitutional crisis, and our government is now being run and ruled by a shadow government.
We got to get this out, because just because you're awake, folks, doesn't mean other people are. This is critical to get, to read, to go to the library, to go to your church. Get them right now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are,
I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Can you feel liberty rising? Well, I certainly can. And you know who else can? The anti-human freedom globalists that create fake news to stop anybody in their way. And if that somebody happens to be Vladimir Putin, then they will stage fake deaths in order to create fake news headlines and try to dehumanize Vladimir Putin and Russia that has continued to rise from the decay of communism. And as our guest Andrei Afanasyev said, he believes now that they have more free speech in Russia than they do in the United States. So how about that? Well, we talked about the faked death of Bebchenko in Ukraine. They totally faked that. That gets reported and totally uncovered. But now let's go to the Skripal case. Now, Andre, would it really be that shocking that an anti-Russian journalist, anti-Kremlin journalist, would get behind a faking of his own death ahead of the elections to try to hurt Vladimir Putin and to create that negative headline? Or would you say that detractors in Britain perhaps have an interest to create that headline, and maybe they would be the ones to do the poisoning? Seems to be more of a reasoning for those two to go down than for Putin to be involved with any poisoning of that journalist, especially when it came to a closure with the exchange of all the people that that journalist sold out going back to Russia, if I understand it correctly. But what do you think was the case here? Do you think this was a faked death? Do you think this was a real poisoning? What do you think is really going on? Because now there's more questions than answers revolving around this Skripal case.
Well, Owen, first of all, let's understand that no one likes traitors, even those who benefited from their treachery. So Mr. Skripal made his choice. He betrayed his country. He betrayed his honor and as an officer of a special service. He betrayed his colleagues who got into trouble in Great Britain because of his defection. So, but Britain, after letting him in, wouldn't be happy just having this person on welfare forever for his one episode of being useful. So, of course, I think that they didn't stop using him and squeezing all the other information he could probably possess. And after they squeezed everything from him, that is absolutely rational and normal from the point of view of special services. If you have a defector, you need to squeeze everything from this person in order to get as much information about your possible enemy as you can. But after that, I think they decided to use him in this kind of provocation, because the timing of this provocation, right on the election eve in Russia, shows that it was well prepared and planned long time ago. Also, nothing special. Also, I cannot say that is something new. It's a typical, you know, style of British special services. Another style of British special services is poisoning. You know, I've talked to a lot of specialists and historians of special services, And they said that Russians, we don't usually poison people throughout our history. We all understand that special services do not always operate in the framework of law in any country, and that's why they call it special. But poisoning is not Russian style. You know,
let's actually be a little more clear about this. They found out that the poison that they're claiming was used actually was manufactured in a British lab just like a mile from the site.
Not mile, 10 or 15 miles from the site.
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yes, but still it's not Moscow. You know, they said it could be manufactured in Moscow. All right, but how could it get to Britain? Because Great Britain has the strictest immigration laws, especially for Russians. You know, it's more difficult for a Russian like me to get to Britain than for a guy from Pakistan or Middle East. So that's true. So, I mean, you're going to get in real trouble before doing that. So you need to file all the documents 40 days, at least 40 days before your trip. And on the border, you'll be checked your surname is Bin Laden. Be sure for that.
So do you think, to get back to the Skripals, though, do you think this was a false flag and there was never any poisoning?
Absolutely.
So you don't think they were even poisoned at all?
Well, they could be poisoned, and they could be poisoned without knowing it. So I think that what happened is that some kind of MI6 operatives asked Skripal to take his daughter to a place to meet and to discuss something. Skripal took his daughter. They were waiting in the street, and then someone sprayed some kind of agent that would poison but not kill them. And after that, we saw all this scenario. So the Skripals, Sergei and his poor daughter, they probably didn't know that they could be part of that. That's the other point. Or Skripal could know this or not. Why I think that they didn't know, because after all this situation, we saw his daughter Julia Skripal appear on cameras, and we saw traces of tracheotomy on her neck here. So, and that shows that she has undergone some kind of medication, some kind of surgery, and regarding her maybe lungs or trachea or bronchs. So that's why I think that she probably was poisoned or exposed to some kind of chemical that could harm her.
Okay, but now let's bring this all home and let's tie it back into Babchenko, the journalist whose death was fake.
Yeah.
People need to understand this, and let's hear it from you in the final 60 seconds here, that if they would do this, if they would pretend to fake a death in order to go after Putin, what else would they do? This is not an isolated incident. So just real quickly, Andrei Afanasyev from Sargrad.tv, just for my audience, explain how this is not an isolated incident and they fake events like this all the time for political agendas.
Well, I can tell you this, because when Boris Nemtsov was killed in Moscow, Boris Nemtsov, it was, I think, February 2016. And I remember that I was working on the site. Boris Nemtsov was an opposition politician. He wasn't that popular. Opposition in Russian GM is not that numerous and popular. But for the West, he was, you know, sort of an icon of Russian opposition, just like Navalny. And of course, after his death, he became even more popular in the West, even though he didn't have any power or any ambitions at this time. And I understood that it was a false flag when I saw the U.S. ambassador to Russia, I forgot his surname, after McFaul, Taft, Mr. Taft. He just came a month before it happened. And he brought flowers to this place with the ribbon of Ukrainian flag, showing that, well, that's like Ukraine is the Russia the globalists would like to see.
All right, and it all ties back to what you said in the first segment about Ukraine. Andrei Afanasyev, Sargrad.tv. Thank you.
I'm so excited. The new product, InfoWarsLife.com, in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation.
Stuck in an expensive timeshare contract and feel like there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO of Wesley Financial Group. I've helped thousands of people get rid of their timeshares.
I didn't realize what I was getting into. The whole thing was just a scam. I finally found information on Chuck, and he agreed to meet us. It was just a wonderful experience because he knows that business inside out, and he actually wanted to solve our problem.
I fought the largest timeshare company in federal court, and yes, I won. Whether you owe $10,000 to $250,000 on your timeshare, we can help cancel your mortgage. When you're approved as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, eliminate your payments, and get them off of your back permanently. And we proudly hold an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau.
Call Wesley Financial Group now for your free consultation at 800-959-3388. That's 800-959-3388. 800-959-3388.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Waging War on Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
Yeah. Yeah, America's back.
You wonder why Obama... You know, the media wants to make this story about Melania Trump apparently in hiding or something. You know, you're not allowed to talk about Hillary disappearing in the middle of a presidential election, but Melania Trump is supposed to be, you know, everywhere all the time. Where's Melania? Where's Melania? How about, where's Obama? Where is Obama? There's the CNN graphic, last seen Melania Trump, May 10th. And then she tweets out, she's like, hey, members of the pathetic media, I'm fine. Just spending time with my family. And then Brian Pennywise Stelter gets up on CNN and is like, where's Melania? We see the tweet, but where is she? She says she's with family and she's fine, but where is she really? Can I report that she's dead? I'll do it. I'm Brian Stelter. Haven't seen Melania Trump in a month. She must be dead. But how about Obama? Here's a guy. Oh, I love that one. I went back and I tried to source that tweet. I could never even find it. Oh, yeah. See, it's fake. Even Snopes admits it's fake. Who? This is hilarious. Some morons in the Democrat Party actually spread that fake image as if it was real. It was fake. A fake tweet. Oh. Jesus. They're so desperate, man. But where's Obama? Oh, let's see. Obama's library in Chicago. You know what? Let's go into the news right now. I got a stack right here. This is from the New York Times. Brace yourselves. Brace yourselves. New York Times, Maureen Dowd. Obama is just too good for us. Oh, I'm glad I can laugh today. Obama is just too good for us. What does that even mean? Oh, now I see. No. This actually explains the answer to my question. See, I was wondering where was Obama, you know, in the middle of all of the Spygate, in the middle of his library being protested. That's right. His library in Chicago, one of his hometowns, his library is being protested. There's now community organization in Chicago to shut his library down, saying that it was getting funding on false premises illegally. That really fits the Obama bill, doesn't it? And so Obama, in the middle of Spygate, in the middle of the illegal spying, in the middle of the abuses of power, in the expose of all the texts and emails that implicate him being involved in the entire illegal spy campaign, plus his library that was supposed to be his baby in Chicago, looks like Mecca West, now has... Say it looks like a Chinese takeout box. No, it looks like Mecca West has community organizers in Chicago protesting and trying to get it shut down because it got illegal funding on false premises. So where's Obama? Where is Obama? Maybe he's on the Lolita Express. Maybe he's on Virgin Mobile, Richard Branson's Island. Maybe he's there. I don't know. I don't know where he is. He certainly isn't showing his face in the middle of all the news implicating him in the biggest scandal in U.S. government history. Oh, there he is. We found him. He's hanging out with Richard Branson. Whatever. He's just too good for us. Don't you get it? Obama is just too good for us. Do you remember the story where... they were speculating, what will Obama do? Obama, he's so great. What will Obama do? Maybe he'll be the next leader of the UN. And you know what they said? They said, he's too big for that. He's too big for the UN. He's bigger than the biggest. He is so big. He's such the best. What is Obama? There's nothing. There's not even a platform big enough for Obama. And then the New York Times comes out, he's just too good for us. You know what? I just discovered... I'm going to have to send someone else out to do this. I'm going to have to share the wealth. I'm going to go ahead and put this out there to the crew, everybody listening. Here's what we have to do. Here's the challenge. Maybe I just do it myself. We go out on the streets, you do a man on the street, and you say, list Obama's accomplishments. I'm dead serious. I guarantee you, you could not get people to name Obama's accomplishments. The biggest Obama fans out there, I guarantee you, could not list Obama's accomplishments. and yet they say he's too good for us. Oh, he's too good for us. What did he do? What did he accomplish? The biggest illegal spy campaign in the history of the world? That's what we have to do. We got to go out and do the report. So one of the other great reporters that's listening to this, get it ready, get it set up, go do it tomorrow. Go and find people and see if they can tell you Obama's accomplishments. But then they'll say he's scandal-free president, scandal-free president. This is how it'll go. You'll say, hello, can you please listen to me list Obama's accomplishments? They won't be able to. Here's a whole story. Here's a whole story, a list of, I'm going to do this in the next segment. I'm just going to read the whole story of all of Trump's accomplishments. But I guarantee you, if you challenge an Obama supporter, can you list Obama's accomplishments? They wouldn't be able to do it. And then they would say to you, at least he's not a scandal-free president. He has a book of scandals. You look at what happened in Libya, folks. Unbelievable. But we'll go ahead and read off Trump's accomplishments on the other side, and then we'll have one of our reporters go to a man on the street and ask people to list Obama's accomplishments. They won't be able to do it. Now, finally, in the next segment, actually, I won't be able to read all of Trump's accomplishments because we've got the video ready to go. Alex Jones confronts Bernie Sanders at the airport. Now, look, Alex Jones is on a well-deserved vacation. We literally have to beg him to take a break. He cannot get away from work. He is truly committed, and he understands the paramount times we're in. So we can't even get him to go on a vacation. Finally, he's going on a vacation, and lo and behold, there's Bernie Sanders waiting for him at the L.A. airport. So in the next segment, we're going to debut Alex Jones confronting Bernie Sanders at the airport. Now, I have not seen this video yet. However, I'm told that as soon as Bernie Sanders learns that Alex Jones is at the same airport as him, he runs. He runs. So let's see. What is Bernie Sanders' 40 time? We're about to find out what Bernie Sanders' 40-yard dash time is with his soy boy drinking a soy latte in the background there. So Alex Jones confronting Bernie Sanders on the other side of this break. You're not going to want to miss that as we debut it here on the Alex Jones Show. But here's the story. It's on thegatewaypundit.com. If it's not relinked on Infowars.com, I'm sure it will be by the end of the day. Complete list of President Trump's historic accomplishments after first 500 days in office. Well, what did Obama have? 2,000 days in office? 2,000 days in office? See if you can find a story like this for Obama's accomplishments. But I'm serious. We got to just send someone out to do a man on the street and just see if you can find anybody that can list off Obama's accomplishments. Just see if you can do that. I'll just read a couple here in the final 30 seconds. The U.S. stock market is a barometer of economic activity, and since President Trump has been elected, it has skyrocketed. The Dow broke the record for the fastest 500, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000, and 7,000 point increases between major milestones in the history of the Dow since Trump was elected president. It had more all-time closing highs in 2017, and the Dow increased more than in 2017 than any other year in history. I'm just getting started here. More people working at any other time in U.S. history, including black people. But where's the media on that?
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
And what does the cowardly scum enemy of this country do when they see the tip of the spear? Well, they, you know what, they're britches and run the other way. The latest example has to be Bernie Sanders, who Alex Jones ran into at LA International on his way out of town for vacation. Unbelievable that this would happen. And it's really funny to me because Bernie Sanders is a guy who the real Bernie Sanders supporters, the real informed voters that were pulling for Bernie Sanders have all disavowed Bernie Sanders and know that he turned out to be a total fraud, a total scum. And it's just funny to see the total collapse of these people, Sanders, Clinton, Obama, that were lifted up by the left as heroes that are going to go down as total zeros. But this is the classic footage debuting right now on the Alex Jones Show. Alex Jones, even when he goes on vacation, the world refuses to let him stop working. Here's Alex Jones confronting Bernie Sanders, seen for the first time now on the Alex Jones Show at LA International.
Well, they didn't know Bernie Sanders.
Dude, no, come on, not right now. No, Senator.
Why'd you say white people didn't know what it was like before?
When you're white, you don't know what it's like to be living in a ghetto.
You don't know what it's like to be poor.
No, Senator. No, Senator. No, Senator.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just got off our plane here at LAX, and Bernie Sanders, the living embodiment of communist and socialist evil and failure, was here. A living museum piece of Mao Zedong or Joseph Stalin or V.I. Lenin. In fact, after the death of Hugo Chavez, he passed on the mantle. But of course, his little handlers wouldn't let him talk to some proletariat slave like me. And so this went on for a while. Then he left the gate. We went to the store. He came back by, and we talked to him again. But then his minions came over and put out the same old Democratic talking points they do over and over and over again. You talk about brainwashed sheep. You're going to see some of those as well. So here it is.
Go on board and prepare for the aircraft. Those old people will be informing him up.
Oh, they didn't know Bernie Sanders.
No, come on, not right now. No, Senator.
Why did you say white people didn't know what it was like before?
Let me guess, you guys aren't flying first class, are you? Why is he running? Anyways. You guys fought first class. You shouldn't be.
Radio audience.
I got a coach. The
security guard is standing in front of Alex now.
Oh, like it's $100,000 army? I'm going to walk this way.
Don't touch me.
You just hit me, bro.
You put your hand out.
Or you're going to do that socialist thing where you're like bumping the people into it.
Alex, I'm walking back.
Hey, Bernie, where are you running, bro? There we go. Carl Rove didn't run like this. He talked to me.
I'll talk to you. You want to have a conversation?
Well, he said, white people don't know what it's like before. This is why people are poor.
Why are people you're falling? What?
He said, white people don't know what it's like before. That was a really racist thing to say.
When you're white, you don't know what it's like to be living in a ghetto. You don't know what it's like to be poor. You don't know what it's like to be hassled when you walk down the street or you get dragged out of a car.
She guys are so afraid of stuff. Wow, Bernie Sanders runs from all shame. There you go. We already got him now.
Don't worry.
Don't
worry. My beautiful face on camera.
Don't worry. We'll destroy America. We'll turn it into Venezuela. Don't worry. Sanders over here. Look right there. Bernie, why'd you say white people look like
before?
Don't
touch me. Alex, don't touch me. Don't touch me, Alex.
You guys have fun. Gotta be around the general public, huh? It's kind of a bad thing. You're on the proletariat like that, and you're a ruling class commie. Huh? You guys have fun.
You're having fun. We're all having fun, aren't we?
We're going to win. Don't worry. America's coming back.
Ideologue would actually talk to Alex. That shows you how fake Sanders is.
The truth is, the left is the most vicious, evil ideology the planet's ever seen. It's a historical fact. But they always lecture us how we're violent, we're bad. They're the ones that want to abort all the babies. They're the ones that wanted to block Trump being able to have all the experimental cures and treatments given to people that were terminal. They're the people that love the culture of death, just like Bernie supported Black Lives Matter. Just like he wouldn't decry the cop killers when they killed cops. That's the type of monster and cold-blooded person that Sanders is. He wants to overthrow this country via conquest. Bernie Sanders, he's a monster.
John, 20 minutes later now.
Mr. Sanders, why do you think socialism works better than capitalism? And why do you live in a capitalist country? I don't know why you're running from me. Flying today.
You going to apologize to the Sandy Hook families, Alex?
Well, that's the media misrepresents that. That's that. You apologize for all the wars you guys launched, Democrats? All the millions you killed?
Do you enjoy living in million-dollar vacation houses, Bernie, or do you want to give those to the poor?
Yeah, your $100,000 Audis? Anyways, you guys have fun. We love reporting all that money. You guys run your little PR stuff. It's not going to work.
Have fun, you know.
Good luck when Google gets broken up.
Apologize to apologize to the Sandy Hook families, Alex.
You guys need to. Right? You made those places victim disarmament zones and advertised them.
What do you think about the fact that 98% of mass shootings occur in gun-free zones? Bernie, do you want to get rid of those?
Well, the radio audience. Now you have Bernie Sanders' minions pretending to be a security guard. This is insane.
I'm mad you're a Sandy Hook denier.
That's all. You got your religion. You think that's like some big
thing? Who's my guy? Who's like, what guy am I?
I mean, you like Hillary.
What guy am I?
No, you like Hillary.
Did I bring up Hillary?
No, don't worry.
You deny Sandy Hook, and you're giving him a hard time.
Hillary.
Okay, can we just pause it real quick? I just have to explain something to the radio audience here. They do this every time. They get in your face, and they stand there, and they rub up against you, and they bump up against you, and they say, oh, I'm just standing here. And it's like, no, you're not. If you did this anywhere else, if you did this at a concert, at a sporting event, at a movie theater, the guy should punch you in the face. And I'm getting sick of this crap, man. I'm getting sick of these people. These people are perverts, dude. So just go back. Now you've got these people at the airport that are now pretending to be Bernie security and bumping up against Alex Jones here. Go back to the video.
Edited tapes of Sandy Hook.
Yeah, that's right.
You're an idiot. You win.
Why don't you talk about all the wars and stuff that's killed millions of people?
Okay.
Or Hillary launched the whole thing in Libya and destabilized the whole country instead of feeling good about yourself.
Now
you're a virtue signaler.
Loving person.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, well, what about the troops that died there? Do you deny Benghazi, Hillary ordered CNN? Anyway, it looks like minions have come. You guys are losing. The world's awake to socialism. And all the so-called elite intelligentsia that riot. Totally awake to it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I get what's going on here. Just showing the type of people you are. Anyways, I gotta go catch my plane. You guys have a great day.
Please. One less idiot in LA is good.
Yeah.
Well, LA's trying to hit their idiot max. I'm not sure who one of them
is. Hey, Bernie, why'd you say white people don't know what it's like before? Why are you so racist? Won't answer that, but he did say it. Move to Venezuela, Bernie. You like it. People like you there. So over and over again, they want to change the subject from communism and socialism, destroying hundreds of countries and killing over 200 million people. They want to change the subject to myself and others asking questions about big public events that are used to blame the Second Amendment. This is incredible. But as long as they can't guilt you into their mind control, they fail. They are sociopaths and psychopaths. Leftists and globalists are there to manipulate those of us that have feelings. So again, ladies and gentlemen, Bernie Sanders checked off the bucket list, running like a cowardly rat into a sewer away from serious questions.
When you're white, you don't know what it's like to be living in a ghetto. You don't know what it's like to be poor.
Says the Jewish senator. You know, folks, first of all, just watching that video, there's a couple things that you're going to notice. But just right off the bat, you know, whatever your political leanings are, do you still have a soul? Do you still have the ability to recognize a soul? Do you still have a spirit? You just look in Bernie's eyes, and that you can just see the elitism. You can just see the emptiness. You can see the fraud. You can see the phoniness. It just ekes out of him. The phoniness, the fraud, the cowardness. It's just unbelievable. That is your communist, socialist, Democrat leader? Yeah, it is. A total coward. A total snake. A total elitist. A total fraud. But you know what? Again, the real educated voters that went for Bernie now know he's a fraud. So you didn't get away with it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly?
Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.